Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, it's Lara
and Carrie.
And we're not officially back. Sorry about that. We said it was going to be 1 week, but it's actually now a 2 week hiatus. But
there's a sweet bonus episode.
There's a sweet bonus episode for all the patrons. You can find that on patreon.com/sexyunique podcast.
And consider this a little teaser.
This is a teaser to let you know. We wanted to just check in, make sure that you're okay, let you know that we're okay, offer some proof of life. And
I'm kind of okay.
I mean, I'm TBD. It's reached
I'm
a TBD.
TBD.
Yeah, we're both
but
a
we're
little
alive.
TBD. Yeah, we're alive and kicking. So
you're vaccinated?
I'm vaccinated. I recently got a flu shot. It was
I have
amazing.
Not gotten one.
I couldn't recommend it more.
I'm excited to go.
But we have a new show that we're going to be recapping, and we wanted to just let everyone in on that little tidbit. And
we are going to be recapping seminal reality classic season one
of Rock of Love.
Rock of Love.
Featuring many
Bret Michaels.
Hardcore rockers.
Featuring fighting, many hard-nosed ladies.
Hard-nosed ladies fighting tooth and nail for the affections of Bret Michaels.
A.K.A. Poison's heart, main heartthrob.
A.K.A. only wears like a headband bandana over his fried straw
An eyeliner.
Hair. An eyeliner.
Every rose has its thorn.
So all of that is available on Hulu. You can watch it there. I highly recommend you get into it. We're going to be going through it. I'm super
season
excited.
Season one is out of control, guys. I'm excited to revisit it, but I've watched it like a few times, and it is the very first two episodes are unbelievable, namely for Tiffany, who you will come to know and love if you haven't seen it, and also be horrified of. Tiffany, don't threaten me with a good time.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm really excited because the Rock of Love and like Flavor of Love, like early VH1 reality series, was my first kind of like foray into reality television. Like that was like very formative for me and like shaped a lot of my later in life tastes. So yeah. these women made me who I am today.
They're unbelievable. Namely, my favorite character is Rodeo. Cody Steedle.
Oh my god.
Cindy Steedle. Rodeo.
I forget that they give them all nicknames, so they won't even call these women by their actual names. They just give them like random nicknames. These shows were so disrespectfully incredible. So I'm just excited.
Trigger warning. This was what year was this? Like 2008?
This is like 2000. No, I feel like it's like 2007. 2007.
So trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Women are second class citizens in this world.
We're going back to rally for justice for these women and to paint them in a different light.
Well, I'm just like excited for them.
No, we're just going for the ride.
We're along for the ride. So yeah, watch that. Please enjoy this special unlocked bonus episode as a peace offering for us taking week off. And we'll
Laura's
be back.
Mad at me. I'm just kidding.
I'm furious. I brought Carrie here to confront him on a public platform and let him know that I'm severely disappointed.
I promise that this season is going to be worth the wait, and it's a great show to just like distract us from the hell that we live in. And I'm mostly watching for Rodeo.
I'm watching,
gotta get my one-on-one
to revisit a simpler
I just
time
need my one-on-one.
I'm always down for people competing for the affections of a true ghoul. And
Brett Michaels,
like, there's no one
there's no
less
one I'd
sexy
love.
Yeah. Than Brett
but
Michaels.
These women are, and it's probably 95% just because they want to be on TV, but you know, they think he's great, and that's, I love it for them, and I'm happy for them that they know what they want, and they want Brett Michaels, and he's irresistible. And in this world, Brett Michaels is God, and he's, you know, he is the be all end all in terms of attractiveness.
Yeah.
Sexiness. So like, we're going to go along with it and we're going to act like he is the sexiest.
And I think that also no one, rock and roll is like dead. And I think this is like one of the final nails in the coffin of like rock and roll as we know it.
Yeah, these ladies are rocker chicks.
They're rockers through and through. And we don't rock anymore. We just simply don't. No. So
these women rock.
Yeah.
And they're out for blood. They will stop at nothing. There's alliances, there's betrayals. There's exorcist style moments.
It's a real roller coaster.
Where are they in the valley?
I don't know. We're going to get into it. I haven't even watched. I've just like been thinking about, I've been reminiscing on where I was like in 2007 and like what I cared about and like how invested I was in this world and just being like, I'm ready to go travel back in time.
And I was in high school.
Rock out. I was in college.
So we're doing the devil sign. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back next week. It's going to be a whole odyssey. Content. Get ready. Go to Hulu. Binge as much as you want. But you know, if you want to just be true blue, like follow along one by one with us.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember what happened, so I'm ready to be surprised again.
Yeah, I don't remember either, so it'll be new to all of us. All right, well, okay. We'll see you then. Love and light.
Subscribe to Patreon.
Subscribe to Patreon for bonus episodes and tons of content that will hold you over in the meantime. Patreon.com/ Sexy Unique Podcast.
Be well. And bye. See you in the pit.
See you in the pit.
Bye.
Riding the rail. Bony time.
Bony time. Hi, I'm Bon Iver.
Hi, I'm Bono.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Bonus episode. Years. The bonus years.
The bonus years.
Well. Back in lockdown in LA.
Here we find ourselves once again.
Back to phase one. I love being in phase one.
Honestly, I'm... The introvert in me is very relieved because it feels nice to like have truly zero social pressure. I get to do whatever I want, which is pretty much just like go work out and watch TV, except the workouts I think are canceled. Well,
you've got the stepper.
But I have the stepper, and the studio that I go to is now just going to do their workouts outside on the parking garage roof. Like before business is open. So I was like, okay, that's like a post-apocalyptic vibe I can really get into.
The parking garage, that sounds high drama.
That's urban, like realness.
What? Where is this building again?
It's on 3rd and Sweetser.
Okay.
It's just like... I really thrive when someone tells me what to do.
I know.
So it's same. Just like, I will go and I guess work out on a roof. It's like, it's just really to get me out of bed and like get me moving.
No, I get it. Like I was a swimmer through college and like, I think programmed to like take orders, which is possibly scary, but also like just how I'm wired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love when someone's
sports
like
sports for forever, mm-hmm. like all through high school. And then, it's all we know.
My gym, I'm not going to anymore because one, I think they're going bankrupt, but two, they were found to be racist. So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
What gym was it?
24 hour.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But I went to the one in.
For
I went
some
to the one in WeHo,
that just,
like
fully adds up for me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, they
never
were going down.
They 24 hour anything.
No, I just went because it was right in WeHo. I could walk there and it was cheap. But and they had a great pool outside. But they didn't have towels at the end. Like you had to bring your own towels, which I thought was super dark.
Yeah, don't fuck with me like that.
But I. There was a roof that I wish that would be ideal for working out. You could also see like the mountains in the distance.
That's nice.
Like the snow-capped mountains.
The Grove rooftop should do like workouts or just like meditations. The best or like the arc light. Like Lord knows we're not using that arc light anymore. I think that's next to a 24-hour fitness.
It is the
they
one on Vine.
Just repurpose. Completely into just like a rooftop zone.
I watched the eclipse on the Arclight roof.
Oh,
and watched the 4th of July fireworks one year, and it was really fun. LA roofs, LA parking garage roofs are the best views in town.
Yeah, they're truly my places of ultimate zen and like inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've like filmed myself in doing videos on that roof of parking 24 hour. I've talked to myself.
It's a chill zone.
I've seen great.
Did you see that like LA Times article that said that we're now like even more likely to have, we're like a ton of percentage points more likely, which actually just like increased the percentage odds to like 1.15% or something to have like a massive San Andreas earthquake in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, I thought it was like 3% chance.
I think
now
it was just one. Unless it increased.
Well, that's the thing about earthquakes. The degree of is insane.
They were like 1% chance. I was like, woo, okay, cool. And then we're like, actually, that's crazy because, and I was like, okay, uncool. Like,
yeah,
we'll never know.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I've been feeling an earthquake coming.
Me too.
I'm getting that vibe. I swear to God, last year on July 4th weekend when we had those two big earthquakes. I'll never forget. We had the one on 4th of July, and then the next day was the really big one.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't living with Simon yet, and I went back to my apartment, and we were, like, having a solo night. And I said to him, like, or he said, no earthquakes yet. And I said, if there is one, I'll just come right over. And then I shit you not, 3 minutes later, it struck. It was, like, I felt something. Like, I had a weird feeling something was coming.
Yeah, it's like,
I think if you live here long enough, you kind of get vibes.
Totally. I've definitely vibed an earthquake before where I was just like, it was unseasonably hot. And I was just like, something's got to give. And then that night there was an earthquake.
I think I remember Molly Lambert, who is like my favorite LA. Like, she's the best.
Angelino LA through and through.
But she tweeted something about, like, if there ever was L.A. earthquake weather, today has earthquake weather.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I remember seeing, I was like, yeah, it does. I think there is, like, a energy in L.A. that's, like, different than other cities in America. And I think when you live here for, like, long enough, you start to, like, tune into that weirdness. Not on even, like, I think more on, like, an actual, like, because we are on, like, so many fault lines and, like, there's weird tectonic shit around here. I just feel like it gives off weird signals sometimes.
It's its own vortex.
Yeah.
But also an earthquake feels just like perfectly on brand for 2020. Like,
why not?
Why not? Just go balls to the wall.
Can you imagine if there was a huge earthquake during a pandemic?
Yes, I can. Would be, like, fucking awful and surreal.
We would all die.
We'd all just perish. I would, at least, like, things would be closed, so the likelihood of being, like, in an underground parking garage somewhere when it hits are low for me personally. So that's, like, a bonus, because that's truly my worst earthquake fear, is to just trapped underground.
I mean, I'm on the 7th floor of my building.
But your building's probably, like, fine.
Yeah, but it's still, like...
But you do live on Sunset, which is literally a fault that goes along.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll take that reference out.
Take it back?
I can't take it back. It's the fault. No, it's the fault line's fault.
I actually don't live on Sunset, so you don't have to take it out.
Oh, yeah, that's actually true. You actually... Okay, you win... I was wrong. I'll take it back. I apologize. And
apologize to the team.
I take full responsibility for what I just said just now.
Thank you.
You're not on a fault line. You're simply...
No, but I'm close to one.
You're close.
That one, you know what one I'm talking about on Highland or Vine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like where H House is. That is the biggest fault line in LA, I think.
Yeah, but that goes then across the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, so it's all gonna go.
Yeah, I'm in the flats, potentially in sinkhole territory, but like teetering on the edge of a sinkhole.
I think I would probably be fucked.
TBD, you might just be like...
Well, I'm also by the hills though.
Yeah, you might just end up being like on an island, like everything crumbles around and only your building remains. So it's like, how will you get away from there? I'll be on the edge of a sinkhole. So like potential sinkage. But I do have a pretty great earthquake kit at the moment.
We do too. Wait, no, I think I feel like maybe I ate some of it when we started quarantine. I think there could be a risk of mudslides around us though.
Yeah.
Cause the hill, like Runyon would probably go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Runyon's the first thing to go. That shit's crumbling into lava.
Yeah, we have a plan.
Stassi Schroeder's house will definitely crumble into lava as well, which will be truly, she will be revealed justice once and for all.
She will be revealed and she will be swallowed into hell.
She will be swallowed by lava.
Does the valley get fucked by earthquakes? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Northridge earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Really fucked people over.
Yeah.
Now I feel like since we're psychic and we're talking about it, there's literally going to be an earthquake.
I know.
I'm terrified.
Now I'm scared. I've told this, but Simon wants a crossbow to use during civil unrest.
I know.
Just to have in case, because our plan would be to go get his parents and his dog, and like probably go by foot. Yeah. But like on the way, Simon said he wants a crossbow.
That's actually very smart, just to have it like on your back so that people know, like, do not come near me.
If I saw someone with a crossbow, I would
cross the street. Yeah.
Cross the street.
I want
crossbow
a little
you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
Pistol.
I want a little pistol like that woman. I'm going to just point it limply, limp-wristed, pointed at people.
Oh, that's...
You that, go over there.
That ghoul in St. Louis.
Yeah, I want to be like... My hair will get frizzy like that in a state of emergency, and then I will fully transform into St. Louis limp gun lady.
I just read recently that they, a few years ago, tried to prevent gay people from moving to their neighborhood.
Perfect.
Like, they're just the worst people you can imagine.
Also, like, what gays would really want? They're like, we didn't want to move here anyways into like fake Venetian mansion ass neighborhood.
Cheesecake Factory. I mean, Cheesecake Factory, they wish they were Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. A BB, like, or a BB gun, just so I could be like, yeah, I can just get people away from me, because I really just, I don't want anyone to come near me that I don't know in a state of true emergency.
I want
people to keep their distance unless asked to come near.
I would do maybe a paintball gun.
Oh, paintball gun would be great.
Have you ever been paintballing?
I have. I don't think I've been shot by a paintball gun, though, because I was really scared. Because I heard that it hurts so much.
It does.
Yeah, I really was like, why would I want to do that? People are like, wear like 5 layers of pants and like shirt. And I was like, what? Like, I thought this was supposed to be fun.
My swim team in high school went to like one for like bonding once. And it was really scary. And I was a freshman and the older guys were really intense and mean. And my sister didn't go because she was being bullied by some of the guys and she didn't feel safe. She didn't go.
Yeah, like, those guys, those are the kind of paintball bros would corner you and then just pepper you with paintball bullets.
It's not for me, but I will definitely use it to fend off.
Mm-hmm. And then you would know who the repeat offenders are if you couldn't look at their face. Like, if they're covered in paint, you know that they're a bad. Yeah.
I would also get a flamethrower.
A flamethrower would be so sick. I'd get a whip like Indiana Jones.
Get out.
I would get a whip and then learn how to just like whip like things out of people's hands.
If I saw you with a... I would scream if like I came to... If we came to like help you and all of a sudden you were just like, who needs help? And you've got a whip.
No, what happens is, like, I could whip into a tree and then just, like, like, swing to, like, save people. I would have Tony in one arm and then be swinging on my whip.
You would travel by tree.
Yeah, I would travel like a monkey tree to tree. I need a baby Bjorn to carry Tony, actually.
Yeah.
Like a backpack.
God, it would suck.
It would really suck. It's like, it's funny until it happens, and then it's really not funny.
And there would be fires.
So many fires.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that that doesn't happen.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I've reached a place of acceptance, I think, really. Like, last night I was a little bummed, but like, I think I'm pretty, it's gonna get worse, it's gonna get really scary probably, but like, we're gonna survive it.
Yeah, I mean,
we have no choice but
to survive.
We have no choice but to stand.
Then hopefully some sort of lasting changes will happen, or things will start to change for the better. That feels like a true TBD, but we can hope.
I hope for, yeah, I just want to not like be afraid every day.
Yeah.
So that's my goal for 2021.
I would just love for COVID to be over. Like, if we're just like one thing we're over, just let COVID go away.
She's here to stay.
Yeah.
She's also, I've been reading about, like, you just read the scariest shit every day. Like, young people, there's like a new strain that's affecting young people. And I read last week that Kazakhstan and Iran are having like huge surges of some kind of pneumonia that isn't COVID, but like way deadlier.
Wow.
And China was sending like secret messages to its citizens, like there, telling them to like probably leave. And they were saying it wasn't COVID, but it's like killing like everyone. Like, doesn't matter what age you are. And then Kazakhstan was like, hold the phone, China, like, this, we think this is COVID. And then the World Health Organization said something like, they're looking into it, but they're pretty sure it's COVID. So like, it could be like the second.
The wave two.
Yeah, which is always deadlier.
Well, I'll be here.
Well, did I just ruin your day?
No, I mean, everything ruins my day. So this is just like another.
I'm not being too en masse.
No, it's not. It's just like you're relaying the news. I just like don't heavily fuck with a lot of news about it. Like, I know like the basics kind of, but I don't know. Just like self-preservation is my ultimate and my safety. So I'm trying to take the best precautions I possibly can.
Yeah. I'm just,
also not like allowing myself to like truly just live in fear, but it's also hard. I mean, you just have to do what's like what you feel is best for yourself.
Yeah. I'm deeply disappointed in California, and like, our leadership is so vacuous and like appalling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Garcetti is a fuck. I'll say it.
Say it. I have no allegiances.
He's all of a sudden telling us that we have to lock down, but like has been allowing. He opened up
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I've lost the plot on what the lockdown rules are. And like today when I showed up to my workout class, it was just an empty closed building unexpectedly. Yeah. Next door, Toast was up and running and people were having breakfast.
Inside?
Like, outside. But like,
well, alfresco dining is
So alfresco dining's okay, but like,
but
indoor
stuff, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I've walked by, like, some of those, you know, mainstay eateries in, like, WeHo, and people are outside, but, like, they're close together.
Yeah.
They're not wearing their masks. I'd say about half the people I see on the street aren't wearing masks.
Yeah. I went to the Grove on Sunday because I really wanted soft serve and was like on a mission to
love.
Find like delicious, just like chocolate vanilla swirl soft serve, which I didn't find. It was literally closing as I got there, which was another 2020 troll, of course. And then I just like strolled into the Grove with Tony to like take the Grove temperature. And people were just like outdoor dining there, like NBD. And I was like, this is one place where I would not want to outdoor dine because so many people are walking by you and your mask off, just like sitting there getting
and it's like
on.
It's airborne, apparently. Which is like, I just don't. I don't know. I'm really disillusioned, like more than ever. And just like the defensive, like if you like, I went to the beach on Saturday and we went to Venice to meet some people to meet two of my friends. And Simon and I walked onto the beach. No one on the Venice boardwalk was wearing a mask.
That's a petri dish.
It was so crowded. I mean, we went there because one of my friends is living there now, so it was close to her. But, like, we got on the beach. We wore our masks. We social distanced on the towels, but no one was wearing a mask on the beach. There were people crowded into big tents together, like little, like...
Party
like,
tents?
It looked like a music festival. Mm-hmm. And at one point, this girl and this guy were, like, flirt chasing each other. And they stopped in front of us this close. They weren't wearing their masks. And the girl looked at us and then pointed at the guy and goes, do you believe this guy? Like, and Simon goes, you need to move away from me because you're not wearing a mask. And the girl went, you can keep walking. And Simon goes, I'm trying to, but you're in my way. And she went, go away. And then we walked ahead and the girl, and they were like laughing at us. Like I could hear the girl laughing about us. And I turned around and went, but I love that. Do you believe this guy? Like, no, I don't want to be in on your weird little thing you have going on.
Yeah,
don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into your world.
Yeah. A lot of teens aren't wearing masks. I saw, like, I went to the farmer's market like on Sunday to pick up my weekly berries. And there were just like a group of teens like walking around with no masks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's fucking crazy.
I just, by the way, I just got a message from someone. This is you holding a pistol.
That's literally me in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I just, it's insane. And like, you know, just be smart as best you can. And like, if you have to go out, like, obviously, like, do what you can to like stay sane and like get what you need and live your life, but like don't just try to wear a mask as much as you can. And like don't, it's not a joke, like people are getting it. I know people have gotten it, like it's very real.
I wear a mask everywhere.
I know,
but I also don't go, like I go very few places truly at the end of the day. I don't know, it's fucking weird and crazy out there.
You're in a place of mask.
Yeah, I'm on mask.
On mask.
Wait, can we talk about some other LA news, which was the squirrel scandal?
The jam of it all.
Okay, for any non-Angelino patrons, which I think are probably a lot of you, there's a restaurant in Los Angeles called Squirrel that is like a really popular like breakfast and lunch spot. And it's the kind of place where you have to like line up and you order at the counter and then they like give you a number and you sit down and they bring the food out. But it's also a place where the line to order is like literally at least 30 minutes long anytime that you go there. Like
it's vegan.
Unless you're going there, it's not vegan.
No.
Mm-mm. They have like, they have meats and stuff.
Oh.
But It's just like one of those places that's like so trendy and crowded always, and it is delicious, but it's also just like such a hassle to try and like get involved. Yeah. It's really become like, I don't know who even goes there anymore, but a lot of people do. And they got famous because they started making like jam that was really popular. And it came out this weekend that their jam was made in like a tiny like closet that was never even inspected by the health department, that was just like filled with mold.
Spores.
Spores that grew mold on almost all the jam. For 10 years, they made and packaged jam that they then sold in other retail stores. They sold in their own restaurants. Like mold just coming out of like the air ducts, creating inch thick layers of mold.
Gray, chunky gray mold in
on top of all the jam.
And like, I don't think they cleaned it once.
Yeah, they hid it from the health department. They would just turn the lights off and then the health department wouldn't even know that room existed. So it just like went under the radar as like a cheat room to like make moldy jam in and then sell, like upsell for like, because it's like artisanal jam. So I'm sure it sold for like, you know, $9 to $10, like a fucking jar. And like the owner of the restaurant would just tell everyone to scrape the mold off the top of the jam and then just use the jam.
Because the people who were the whistleblowers used to work there, right?
Yeah. So there was
disgusting.
Huge whistleblowing. And did you see the picture of the mold?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking
I wanted to
foul.
Die. So my friend wrote Severance Begins at Squirrel.
Severance does begin at Squirrel.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I also was reading that the owner stole recipes from like POC and like black employees too. Like some of, like she was like kind of would appropriate like other people's and steal other people's stuff.
Yeah, there were some people claiming that like other POC and black chefs were like the whole reason that she even like had a restaurant in the first place, and like she became like the face of it, but kind of like along the lines of like an Alison Roman style or like Bon Appetit type.
Amanda Chantal Bacon.
Yeah. Who did she steal from?
No, I'm just like that kind of vibe.
Why are you bringing like, Amanda into the like?
No, just me? Just the vibe of like popular groovy LA, like
yeah,
like the but personality of the owner is a personality.
Someone had sent me that the Squirrel Cookbook because it was on my wish list and I got it back in the day and I was excited, but then every single recipe, like truly, it was you could not make a recipe from that cookbook. Like it was like I was like, what is this? Like nothing here is actually like cookable for just a solitary person to try and like make.
Yeah.
Like everything either took like days to make or it was just like, what is this? This is basically like a picture book with words.
Ugh. That's her.
Yeah. Classic.
Miss Jam herself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there she is jamming away. Yeah, that she was in the cookbook. They're like, it's best to have like a huge copper pot to make your. And I'm like, what? Like, where am I going to buy this like $300 like pounded like copper pot to make like a fucking vat of jam? Like, can you just give me a salad recipe or something that feels like achievable? And then I never open it up again.
Is the jam good?
It's fine. I mean, I don't know. Jam is kind of like. It's jam. I mean, there's like, it's not like Smuckers, you know what I mean? It's like
artisanal. I like Smuckers
jam. I like jam, but like I'm not gonna go out of my way to like get squirrel jam.
That's psychotic.
It's psychotic. And also they said that there were lots of rats in the closet too. Then I was reading a comment from someone that was like, I ate there once and got violently ill, and now it makes sense because I got my allergy testing and the two things I'm allergic to are mold spores and rat hair. And I was just like,
damn. Yeah, it's just like, you have to be truly psychotic to like perpetuate and allow that filth.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a clot? Like, why not just clean it?
Also, that restaurant has to have made so much money by now. Like,
yeah,
I understand maybe like the first year or two, like when you're just trying to make back the investment, like maybe you had some moldy jam and it was like your secret shame, but you resolved like, once I make money or make it, I'm like going to change this mold situation. And you like set out to like change the mold situation, like upgrade and like give your employees like a, you're not going to hide from the health department anymore. And then you renovate everything and you move into a better facility. But this took 10 years. This was like 10 years. And there's no way. I mean, I don't know how restaurant money works, but this restaurant's so popular. Like, it's just crazy. And it's not even open for dinner. Like, it's like just breakfast and lunch. So like, they had to have been making bank at some point.
It's disgusting. Can you like, why can you imagine like a windowless room of just mold and like jam?
That's also like, you cannot make employees like
go in there.
You can like kill people. Mold can kill people. Can't it?
Yeah. Yes. It's disgusting. I would also think in the beginning you would keep, I feel like you would maintain it better than like, I feel like later maybe you get lazy, but in the beginning you should like, you're like trying to be good and like keep everything clean, right?
I don't know. I would think that you're like cutting corners or trying to keep it on the cheap so you can make money, and then like you upgrade once you've like made the money.
I'm literally, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm looking at
the
it
mold
again.
The photo is truly so foul.
It looks like there's like.
Yeah.
It looks like there's like egg yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Oh.
But I'm sure like tons of restaurants are just like disgusting inside.
Yeah. I mean, I worked at a hotel in New York that was fucking gross. Like, it was very popular, but it was all restaurant. I mean, I think a lot of them were just gross. Like,
it's just putting gross. having to put the
pouring drinks into like the slop bucket, like when people were done with their cocktails, like just now, now being so aware of germs and like than ever before in my life.
Yeah.
What I was exposing myself to. Because I was a busser, mm-hmm. and I would have to take everyone, clear everyone's
touching everyone's. Yeah, terms.
How I did, why I didn't wear gloves is insane.
Like you just don't think about that stuff until it becomes like super important.
Well, also they didn't let it, like they wouldn't let, because all we all had to look like hot.
For yeah, but it's like anything's dirty or gross.
But we all no, and it wouldn't look good with our outfits because we all had to look really cute and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a fucking busser.
Yeah.
I had to wear Dickies pants and a polo shirt.
How much did they pay you to bus?
I actually made a lot of money at that restaurant. They paid really well for like a waiting job or busser job. Like I made.
Did they pay minimum wage or higher than minimum wage? And then did you get tips?
Tips were where I made the most.
Yeah.
It was seasonal, so I wasn't like full time.
Mm-hmm.
But we pooled our tips, which was really cool, which the waiters hated, but we were all but like,
when you're a busser, that's what you need. No one's like,
yeah,
waiting with breath bated to like tip the busser.
Yeah. And you get, yeah, you just get like, so, and the waiters were like, there was such a caste system. Like they would just like,
I wonder if you worked there at the same time as my ex. Because my ex-boyfriend worked there.
At the Highline?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Standard?
Yeah. I was there in 2012.
Yeah, I went there once for my book. I think it was around the time that my first... Yeah, and I met up with him like around that time. He worked there, and I think he worked at Acme for a while, which tracks. He's like such like a restaurant.
Oh my god, I'm looking at him now.
Do you recognize him?
I feel like he
looks exactly like everyone cute. That works there.
He kind of looks familiar, to be honest.
I'm sure that he was like around.
Oh my god. OMG.
Where did you find him? On Insta?
Facebook?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so many people work there. There's a guy in How to Get Away with Murder that I worked with.
Love that.
The hot gay guy.
Things worked out for him.
Not for me. But I made some lasting friendships. Like,
yeah, forever friends.
She was a hostess. She was chic. I was a lowly busser. But somehow we forged a bond.
What a history.
It was a history.
It was a history. We've come a long way since 2012.
I'll tell you all the celebrities I saw because it's a bonus episode.
Yeah, spill it.
I don't work there anymore. Chelsea Handler. Waited on her. She was dating the guy who owned the hotel.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was okay. When she came in.
Andre Bellage.
When she came in, they went, AB's girlfriend's here. I'd like, alert, alert, alert. And everyone like went into overdrive to like serve her.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty sweet. And then Mike, the situation, came up to me. This was, stop. I think he was not sober then, but
yeah, no,
he came up to me and he said, "Hey man, is there like a back entrance for celebrities to come through?" Like he came into the restaurant to ask me that. And I went, "No."
I love you're already in the restaurant and then you're asking that.
Well, I worked at the outdoor restaurant. So he like came in off the street, but I was just like,
you're like, well, you're already almost inside. So you could just keep walking through the door.
I was like, there's an entrance. The entrance is right there. And I walked away. And then
I love him.
Adrian Grenier knocked a chair over, walked to the restaurant, like nearly knocked the chair over. And he was like to someone like waving and he like walked right by me and like didn't acknowledge my presence. I'll keep going.
Keep going. On the edge of my fucking seat. Like the hustle and bustle of a restaurant feels so foreign to me. I can't even remember what it feels like to be in like.
Well, that restaurant was very bustling because it was off. Like people just would walk in from off the street.
Yeah,
because it was right there.
To, like pop in for a drink or something.
Yeah, so people would just like. But yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't. It would get insane on like in the summer on a Saturday night. It was. I would be working there till like 2 a.m. and get home at like 4 and then like drink till 7 a.m. But one night, I bet like shit. I mean, one time a woman swatted me in the wrist because I wasn't pouring her water right. And she like swatted my wrist and grabbed it and like poured it the way she wanted me to pour it. And I was like, all right,
wow.
Okay. I'm going to go walk away because I was like, I went up to my manager and I was like, hey, I'm about to pour some boiling water on that woman over there. So I'm going to have to go have a cigarette right now.
That's really doughty of you. You fully doughtied. Yeah.
I did.
She also was like,
she was doughty more than I was.
Yeah.
She was babing.
She babed and it put you in a place of doughty central and you had to go chain cigs in the alley to like cheer yourself up.
I did keep my cool though.
I love that.
But yeah, you would get sexually harassed. You'd get like trolled by groups of guys and groups of women. It was amazing. One time this group of like middle-aged, I think they were lesbians. They like made me like
twirl.
Show my alpha. Yeah.
I love a lesbian harassment.
I got grabbed by this older gay man once during, oh my God, Fashion Week there was hell.
Oh yeah. Cause there's so many parties.
I catered at they had a fashion show. Sorry, is this random that I'm telling
you? No, I'm into it.
They needed like extra people to hand out drinks at this fashion show that they were having. It was like an Aaron Featherton show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like asked me to go up and I got extra tips and I catered her fashion show that was on like the top, like one of the top floors of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some people. I saw Padma Lakshmi.
Oh.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, but I saw when I catered though, that's when you saw celebs. When you catered.
Okay, who did you see when you catered?
Oh, okay, we're going in.
Yeah, go in. Cause I was like, this is all great, but I want to know the real deal.
Okay. First catering job was a coach event at the Highline.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a carnival set up on the Highline. So I was wearing a straw hat and suspenders and had to man the station where you like hit things with a mallet. Katie Holmes, Connie Britton. Katie Holmes, stunning.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Also
she's
like 7'2".
Really? She's tall?
Oh my God, she's so tall.
Wow. Who would have thought? Okay, she really seems like someone who in photos you're like, yeah, she's pretty or whatever, but then in real life you're just like, holy fucking shit.
Stunning. I saw her and Connie Britton approach each other. They clearly didn't know who each other were, but like they knew that each other were famous.
Mm-hmm.
The photographers like told them to get in a picture. They looked at each other, then shrugged, and then took a photo together, and then just walked away from each other.
Incredible.
I saw New York Ballet Gala.
Ooh.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Natalie Portman, Drew Barrymore, Martha Stewart, a bunch of others. SJP, I was shaking.
Yeah, that's a shaker for sure.
Andy Cohen, I think, was there. I catered at a celebrity wedding.
Whose wedding? You can't say.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson and
ooh,
his husband.
Gay wedding of the century.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
They were...
Were Sofia Vergara there?
She wasn't there, but everyone else was there.
Whoa, drama.
They were really nice. I had to like sign an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up and inspected all of us with our bow ties on before and were really funny. Rebecca Romijn was there and Jerry O'Connell, and they were fucking hot.
They were so the hottest couple
I've ever seen. I saw them walk off together at the end of the night when we were loading the truck, and they were like, had their arms around each other and were just like, sauntering off together. And I was like, wow, you guys are so hot for each other.
They're hot, and also they both loll. And so they're truly just like the best of all worlds. Just like two hot lollers that managed to find each other.
They lolled. And Martha Plimpton sat at my table.
A win for all involved.
Anyone the whole night, she was the only guest who asked what my name was.
A considerate queen.
I think because she wanted me to give her wine all night, but still, it made me feel special.
Hey, it goes far.
Yeah. And the craziest thing I catered, though, was I signed up to go for this. It was like I think it was on paper, like 17-hour event. Like a 17-hour shift or something. And I was like, damn. But the money was good. It was right before Christmas. So I went to this location in Midtown to meet the catering company. And they said, get in the van. And I was like, where are we going? And there were a bunch of us there. And they're like, we're going to Long Island. So we drove out to like the deep Long Island, like where it gets really, you know, out. We're all like, the West Egg, like in Great Gatsby, that area.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Hamptons?
No, it's like right before the Hamptons.
Okay.
It was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And we get there and the house was the biggest house I've ever seen. They had built a tent. They built an addition for the party that I think was like $1 million.
No.
It was a Christmas party. And it was the fucking Mercer family who started Breitbart.
But not Dale Mercer.
No, but like the guy who like helped Trump win.
Wow.
It was 2 years before the election. And it was a Great Gatsby theme, and literally was like, get out. It was insane. It was just all rich old white people. And I was like, now that I know what I know, I'm like, wow, those were the people that like got him elected.
Yeah. The elite,
and they were,
if you will.
The elite. There was like a staff, like a servant entrance that we had to go through.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Am I going to get sued for telling you all this?
No. If you're an elite and you were at that party and you're a patron, consider upping your pledge.
Yeah. Give me money.
Give me money. I'll pass it right through to Sir Carrie O'Donnell.
It was the easiest job I've ever had. We just poured wine.
Ugh, I love. And at one point,
but I didn't see any celebs there. It was just, but those. It was like the shady underbelly of.
None of those people want to be celebs because they would prefer to be. Private.
And at one point, I was sitting by the buffet, like manning it, and these two, they had dinner. It was, they had like theater, like actor, dinner theater actors walking around, like in flapper outfits. I told you this.
And what happened?
Remember I told you this at our live show?
Yeah. And
they went, they saw a thing of beets and they went, ooh, what's that red cake? And I went,
beets?
I'm not the one to send your reel to, you know?
Vegetables? You mean?
You mean
veggies? This? A root vegetable called beets?
Beets? Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling on and on.
No, should we do some reader mail?
Yeah. You're like, this, shut the fuck up.
This is from Ella, who says, who's sharing her celebrity encounter. Hi, Lara and Carrie. Firstly, thank you for all the lols. They have truly gotten me through this hell of a year. I have a story about when I went to LA and had an encounter with Leonardo DiCaprio and Chase Crawford. This is a long one. Sorry. For background context, I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and went to LA in 2018 with two girlfriends. One of my friends has lived in LA for a year before, and we had previously dated and had previously dated Toby Maguire, who at the time was living with Leo. She said Toby was lovely, but literally in therapy 5 days a week. Lol. Love that. Anyway, she happened to make close friends with Leo's personal chef slash best friend and his girlfriend. So one night when we were in LA, they invited us to an art benefit. We go to their house before a drink and I walk in there and who's sitting there but Chase Crawford. I honestly would have probably actually defiantly masturbated to him when I was in high school watching Gossip Girl religiously. My friend and I were trying to be so cool about the whole thing while introducing ourselves, but internally screaming. Next thing, us three share an Uber with him to the event, and this really ruined it for me. Realizing he's not Nate Archibald I once thought he was, and really just kind of a C-class celebrity in LA with no confidence. He kept saying, don't go in without me, while getting out of the Uber at the event, and things like, I hope I get in, lol. Anyway, we go to the VIP section and Chase buys us a bottle of Veuve. We sit down and my friend nudges me and says, Leo's over there. And two people away from me sat Leonardo DiCaprio. At this point, I was drunk on champagne, which I describe as liquid cocaine and a few lines of cocaine, deep, deep, trying to keep my cool. Leo was in his signature baseball cap and puffing on a jewel, and he introduced himself and my friends to my friends, but we did not get much more from him. There are a few other famous directors and stuff there, though I don't remember their names, but one told me, you have a nose that people in Hollywood would pay for, and then looked at Leo, and he said, yeah, you do. Wow. Then Chase asked if we could go vape inside, as if I had any power in that room. Lol. Anyway, we ended up going onto the roof of the hotel and getting in Leo's car to drive us to Hyde Nightclub. I'm wasted by this point and screaming, Leo, change the radio station. Looking back now, I still cringe. As we drove, he put down the window to yell at the car, out the car at people. And when they recognized him, we'd speed off. We arrive at Hyde and literally everyone moves out of our way and we are given a booth and countless bottles. Leo sat next to me playing Candy Crush and then Chase came up to me asking for a bump of coke. I honestly felt like I was in a different dimension. Leo left not long after and Chase continued to do coke with me and we drank so much. Cut forward a few hours, myself and my two friends and I are leaving Hyde with Chase to go to a party in the hills. He made us take selfies with him outside the club in front of that photo thing on his iPhone. God bless him. We get to this random empty mansion in the hills with God knows who, and Chase is at this point begging for cocaine. We party for a bit, then decide to leave and let Chase know. By this point, he's pretty wasted and he says he's coming with us, so we head to his house to drop him off. In the Uber, he was passing out on my shoulder and kept saying all this Aussie slang we taught him, and then was convinced we spiked his water with acid and laughing, acting as if he was tripping. Lol. We get to his apartment and he falls out of the Uber on the footpath, so we have to carry him up to his apartment. We get up there and he says, want to see something fucking cool, and opens a drawer filled with jewel pods. I decide I need a drink, so we begin to go through his liquor cabinet and fridge and made cocktails using his Nutribullet while slowly sneaking pods in my bag. Eventually, him and my friend started making out, and then he asked if we all want to get naked. By this point, we were kind of over his drunkenness and put him to sleep and left. I regret not getting the coke up drunken selfies off of him from Hyde so much. Love and light. Wow.
Holy fuck.
What a night.
That's so, like... LA.
That's super LA.
Don't go in without me.
Don't go in without me. I hope I get
in. I want to see something cool.
I want to see something fucking cool, and you open a drawer and it's just full of jewel pods.
But doesn't it almost make him sound like a sweetie?
Yeah, I think he's like a sweet guy. I mean, I think it's probably pretty lonely to just be like a heartthrob, kind of like a dullard who's just like hot and has like a acting job, just acting like another hot dullard. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I just love the, like, you would think he'd be doing something like super dark and like nefarious, but he's just like, let's take selfies.
He just wants to like do some blow, take some selfies, and like puff on a jewel.
Yeah. And be like, let's get naked.
It's simple pleasures for him. I love that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a real, yeah, what an LA journey.
It is. That's like very reminiscent of so many stories I've heard about like random people.
I love just like a Hyde moment too is a real throwback.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I heard that Meghan Markle met her first husband at Hyde.
I'm sure. I think Hyde was a real hot, it was such a hot spot for a while.
Also, I've heard that Harry is miserable in LA.
Same. I was reading that too.
And then I saw like a photo.
Meghan never planned on staying in the UK.
Yeah. And then I saw a picture of Kate Middleton like at some like reading to children and looking unbothered.
Yeah. She was looking flawless. She has highlights now.
Oh, her blondish hair.
Blonde. She's officially blonde. And
best thing she ever did.
Smiling away. Yeah. Circling back, so I know I talked a lot of shit on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, but I've now been following that trial every single day, reading all the updates.
The ice cream
was sad. I truly was like, okay, I'm gonna say this theory that
sirens
was told
in the back.
Yeah, this is a high alert theory, but it's really not really a theory and more just like kind of the truth. I think she was the one that was truly the abusive one in the relationship. And like,
yeah,
she like apparently terrorized him and then has had such good damage control that it will, the truth will like never come out. And he's basically just like painted himself into a corner. Like reading all that, if you don't know like the inside scoop, it's just like, wow, this guy's a fucking nightmare person, like horrific. Like,
she took a shit in his bed.
Yeah. She put a cigarette out on his face.
I didn't know that.
She fully just like terrorized him. Every time he's like, I mean, I'm sure that he participated in it. Like, no, it takes two to tango. But like, I have it on pretty good authority that it was just like, she was like fully just like beating the shit out of him 24/7.
Why? Just psychotic.
She's like a pretty crazy lady. She's been arrested for like a domestic violence dispute before, and like when she was married to a woman.
Oh yeah, that really chic New York woman.
Mm-hmm.
She ran in like a power lesbian circle.
She's a power lesbian. You don't fuck with Amber Heard.
I think she's like, I mean, I'm sure she's queer and like likes men too, but I feel like she was like living as a gay woman for,
yeah,
like most.
She's back to being gay. I mean, she's in another relationship with a woman.
Maybe she, yeah. I'm just wailing on Johnny.
She's wailed on him.
When I love, there was one article that said, like, the final straw for Johnny Depp was when Amber Heard took a shit in his bed. And I was just like, oh my God.
People, okay, I have another theory that's like, anyone that is willing to take a shit on someone else's stuff is like, truly, is like, that's a level of relationship crazy that I have no choice but to respect. But it's also just like, what? Like, you're not afraid of anything. Imagine like taking a shit on, like, and I've heard another story about like a girl that took a shit on her boyfriend's laptop because he was like rude to her, like took a shit on his like keyboard of his desktop computer.
It's very like animal like.
How do you even like, I don't even think I could like cats, take it. Yeah. It's,
I think
like
cats
when
do
Tony
that.
Crouches down and he's like, and like trying to take a shit. Like, I don't think I could actually take a shit on anything except for the toilet. Like, I don't know if my body would let me do that. Like,
I mean, I've done it outside before, but not in revenge.
Yeah. I mean, I like went camping once and like dug a hole and took a shit in it, but that was like when I was 17 years old.
The things we did, like, we revert
to, like, a hole with a stick and was like, and then covered it up and was like, and then just, like, went and laid in my tent for hours staring at the sky.
We revert back to, like, true animal form, like, digging a hole.
I was like, oh my god. Okay, I want to know if any of the patrons have taken a revenge shit on anyone else. Like, just spill it. Spill the tea.
Come. But, like, also I heard that Amber Heard, like... I'm not laughing at...
It's a really... Okay, yeah, just, to be clear, just, the whole situation is awful and...
It's horrible. I'm not laughing at... Either
an abuse in relationships is no laughing matter.
And a man can totally be abused by a woman. It's totally like, I'm not like...
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so, the stuff that's coming out, it's like, it's so shocking to read because, and it's said in such a cavalier, like, casual way. Oh.
What?
That it's like, your connection went out for a second. Oh. But it's revealed in fragments on Twitter in such a like casual way that it's just shocking to see. But the ice cream, like she posted a photo of him, by the way, trigger warning all this. And she posted a photo of him like with, because he's clearly like an addict and he's going through like horrific addiction.
I think he has really bad addiction issues. Obviously. And she was,
and it sounded like she was trying to like document that for what she perceived was like abuse towards her. But there was one photo of him in particular where he's like nodding out, it looks like, and he's holding a thing of like peanut butter ice cream and it's just all spilled down his lap. Mm-hmm. And she sent him that photo the next day and was like, look at you. Pathetic.
Yeah, she's like, you're pathetic. And it's like his Talenti has spilled all down his leg. I was like, me. Obviously it's an incredibly toxic relationship, but I think that there's also a lot more to the story that it's like we don't know, and I'm not buying the narrative of her as this like oppressed, like,
no, and
sad individual. Like,
I think they were abusing each other.
Yeah, I don't look at her as a victim. I look at them both as like in a really toxic and abusive relationship towards each other. But then she, like, today it came out that she would like call him fat. She'd be like, ugh, fat. I'm just like, God, what in the world?
So cruel.
So cruel. Putting a cig on out on his face.
That is, I think that and the shit are like insane.
That's savage. And he says that she smashed a bottle, she cut his finger off.
Oh my God.
But it's so crazy because, like, and it's also, like, imagine, I don't think Johnny Depp is, like, a saint by any means, but it must just be true hell. Because also the way he talks, I'm like, you talk like a middle-aged pirate. Like, what are you even speaking on? Like, you're, like, talking like you're, like, Oscar Wilde or something. And everything he says, he's like, you have no idea the hell I've been through. He's like, she terrorized me and like all this stuff where you're just like, it doesn't, because of the way he talks, it sounds like he's not telling the truth. But then to know that he is actually telling the truth, but no one believes him, is like a special kind of hell that he exists in. Where it's just he seems like a psycho.
He also just seems like a tool.
Like a tool poet, like who fancies himself like a poet, but really is just like a drug addict.
I've never been into like the Johnny Depp thing. Like I thought he was hot and like Gilbert Grape and like, you know, he's a good actor, obviously, but I've just never have been into him.
Me neither.
And I don't, it's like extremely hetero for me. And like, I don't relate and I don't find him attractive. And yeah, he's like, whoa, you don't even know the things I've seen.
You don't know the middle hell I've existed in for years. He texted some friend of his and he was like, she's as full of shit as a Christmas goose. I was like, who are you, sir? Like, what?
Excuse me, sir.
Can you just speak normally? Those two crazies
Stuffed with shit as a Christmas goose.
It's because Christmas goose on a platter. Like, what are you talking about, John?
I feel bad that we're laughing, but just the way he talks and whenever there's like a tape recording and she sounds so mean in the recording.
So mean. She's
and you just hear him being like, why do you say these such hate towards me? Where's all this rage coming from? And she's like, you're a fucking cocksucker. And like,
she's like, being like, fucking loser. And he's like, why? What pray tell did I ever do aside from just love you, my woman? And she's like, you're fucking pathetic.
But they're also, it's so clear, like, that was, he definitely like taped her secretly because he wanted to highlight how horrible she was, and then she'll tape him and sound like a little more like sympathetic and
taping
and
he's each other, and he, like secretly yeah. for years and that like I'm
they
sorry,
were only married for like a year
yeah like if you're in a relationship where shit is like kind of starting to get toxic or edges into that territory, get the fuck out of that relationship. There's no point in sticking around to like make it better. There's no point in like dragging anyone, like there's just get out. Like there's no reason to stay in unless it's like, I mean, I think maybe in her case there's like, she obviously had fame and high profile to gain from it, but it's also just like, don't be in a relationship with someone that speaks to you like that, man or woman. Like men don't deserve to be in a relationship with a woman that treats them like that, and women don't deserve that from a man.
Yeah, I'm just like chilled to the bone reading these, just reading about these
two psychos in love.
She was born on April 22nd, the day before my birthday.
Wow.
A fellow Taurus.
She's a real Taurus energy.
What, pray tell, have I done now?
He's like, why? I feel astray like a turkey. She's like, it's like he talks like he's in like Middle Earth or something. He's like a hobbit speak.
Yeah. She also like has, I think she's like turned off all of her comments because his Johnny Depp's fans are plentiful.
The Depp heads. What does he call his fans?
I call them sirens of the lower seas.
Sirens of the night. He was like someone, it also kind of made me lol when the barrister or someone asked him, like a lawyer asked him like why he was so upset in Australia, and he was just like, I was really depressed that I was making another Pirates of the Caribbean movie and it was so bad, and like I wasn't allowed to like write the dialogue that I'm normally allowed to write. Like, he was like, I just love thinking of him, like, hating making this, like, piece of shit movie. Because I've never been a Pirates of the Caribbean head.
No, I mean, the first one was, like, fun, but, like,
it was fine, but I was like, I can't even tell you, like, what happened.
Yeah.
And then it's like, they continued to just, like, be made.
Yeah. And like Mick Jagger was in it, I was like, or Keith Richards. I was just like, what the
fuck? Oh my god, yeah. Anyways, these people. Truly,
what?
These people.
What? What, pray tell?
What, pray tell, have I done to you except cherish you and think of your grand locks of mane? And she's like, you fat, pathetic loser with your fucking ice cream. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Ooh. I'm scared, slightly titillated, but also terrified.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Amber. Mm. The end.
Terrified of even... I'm terrified of even, like, typing her name in Google. Like, that she's gonna come.
She'll come for you.
Break down my door.
She'll come for you and stub a cigarette out right in your cheek.
Ow! What are you...
What a... Heaven. What are you... Heaven to Betsy, what are you doing?
Heavens.
Like, I think of Johnny Depp as, like, having... Canceled? What?
Are we going to get canceled?
No, I think of him as having, like, a Joe Biden-esque cognitive ability, and he's just like, what is going on? Like, he just, like, doesn't know.
I can... Just imagining Johnny Depp, like, climbing a staircase.
Yeah. What? Like...
So the point of this is to go up, but we just keep going down.
The legs work, and I grab onto the railing, and then I put one leg in front of the other. And she's like, move it, you fat piece of shit.
Or just him and being alone, being like, Johnny Depp tries to climb up a flight of stairs, and he goes, what is it called when your legs... Your legs want to move up, but your heart wants to stay on one staircase landing. What's that called when your heart wants to go further, but your legs just keep on keeping back? I don't know. I just walk.
I don't know. I have no choice but to conjecture aloud to you, he says to, like, a grandfather clock.
There's a draft in here. I felt a breeze come through the parlor downstairs. I know there's some kind of specter in this home. And I know that you feel it. It's like a lamp.
Yeah, he literally talks to furniture like he's in Beauty and the fucking Beast.
I hear the footsteps downstairs. And the parlor, the lower parlor, not the upper one. There's something there in the media room.
Mm. Where are my spectacles?
My spectacles. His glasses that you can see ghosts in.
He's just wearing his spectacles monocle. And scarves. And the he monocle. Has like four, yeah, monocle. He has like 40 rings on. He's just walking around with like a goblet in his hand. He's just a kook. That's it. Anyways, stay tuned for more. We'll be just covering this, I'm sure. It seems mm-hmm. like it's not going anywhere. The drama only continues with them. Who poured this for me?
Who did this?
He's sitting inside a dresser, like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and he just goes, who did this?
He looks outside looking and it's around. Raining. It's like lightly raining in his like French estate, and he just goes, where is this coming from?
What? Where is this coming
from? The pitter-patter on the rain on my window. It sounds like fingernails.
He sits up in bed and just licks his finger and puts it up, and he goes, no, the nor'easter draft again.
They say winter. It's always November where Johnny Depp is.
Wherever he is. It's a permanent fall I live in. It's like 98 degrees outside, and he's like, better.
It's drafting at home.
Drafting here. Better get my. Waist jacket, my waistcoat.
Yeah.
And
there's a nor'easter coming.
draw the carriage like... around, he says, to a fucking candelabra.
My home is by candlelight. Isn't he, like, broke, too?
No, I think he's actually, like, incredibly rich. He did lose... I think he's, like, a real... He is, like, crazy real estate investments.
Mm.
So when he lost all that money, like, he did lose, like, a grand sum of money. But I think he has just, like...
Yeah.
His wealth is, like, staggering.
Mm.
So, yeah. I have empathy, but limited sympathy.
Mm.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Write us about anything you want. SexyUniquePodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. He says to the wall. He's sitting in a corner. Thank you for being here, bearing witness to my pain, my emotions.
Thank you for...
Thank yes. you. You're a good man. He pets his nightstand. You're a trusty and dependable man. A stand-up guy.
Anyway, thanks for having me, Lars. You can follow me at ecario on Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow Lara at
Lars Marie on everywhere. I'm everywhere, nowhere, and that's that.
Goodbye. Everywhere, nowhere.
Bye. I'm everywhere, but also nowhere. You'll see once you follow. Bye.
You'll see. Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.